Thanks very much, Steve, and very happy to be here to launch the report, which I commend all of you to read. Looking at the report, once again, it's an interesting set of numbers. As Steve mentioned, turnover's up, and as the report highlights on the first page, volatility is up after a period where volatility wasn't up. But turnover's up. But actually, the story within that is somewhat mixed. So some stuff's up and some stuff's down. In particular, foreign exchange turnover is actually down over the past year. But then if I look at ETFs, then the growth in them has been particularly strong over the past year, which both of which are somewhat indicative of global trends, and both of them also indicative of some of the structural changes happening in the financial system. A lot of that, or some part of that, or the two drivers of that are the two that Steve highlighted, which is the post-crisis regulatory agenda, which is being implemented and is a reasonable way through that now, particularly in this country, and also the technological change, which has affected a large part of financial markets and is continuing to push into more and more parts of the financial markets where previously it wasn't, the penetration wasn't so large. And one of the things that the report highlights, so there's a few things going on, in particular some of the major structural changes have been actually in the infrastructure of financial markets. You know, so we have the role of CCPs becoming more prominent. We have another aspects of regulation, for instance, you know, this financial past financial year was the first time where we've had the LCR applying to all banks, all ADIs in Australia, and so that's caused some changes in the market. And there's any number of regulatory changes which, as I said, are now actually really coming into force. So the post-crisis regulatory agenda has been going since roughly 2009. And a fair chunk of that, as I said, is now actually in Australia, and you can actually see the effect of that in the report that AFMA is releasing today. So the infrastructure is changing, but also the market participants have changed somewhat, in part because of some of those regulatory changes. We've seen various participants withdraw from the market, and we've seen other participants come in and take their place. So the ecology of the market has actually undergone a fair change, and there's probably more of that to come. I talked, I think, a couple of weeks ago about some of the impacts on that. As I said, volatility's up, and then liquidity is either up or down, depending on who you are and depending on how you want to look at it. As I said, you know, at the top of the book, liquidity is probably as good as it's ever been. Further down, but the depth of the book is probably not as good as it's ever been. As I said, the market participants are changing, but I think for all market participants, there needs to be an adjustment to the new regulatory regime and the new technological environment. Not everyone has quite got there yet, I would say. There's been a reasonable amount of... the frequency of articles on bond market liquidity is quite astounding, and some of my brethren are contributing to that as well. So the New York Fed's got a series, which I also commend to your reading out there, on bond market liquidity this week. This is part two of a 10-part series. But they make some of these points. But as I said, the volume of commentary on liquidity is quite astounding at the moment. I'd reiterate a point I made a couple of weeks ago, which is that, yes, the liquidity environment's changed, and no, you may not like it, but it ain't going to change back anytime soon, so you might as well get used to it, and probably the best thing to do is actually adapt to it. You can still continue to complain about it, but... you probably should at least adjust to it, but because, as I said, I don't think it's going to change in any material way. Certainly it's not going to change back to the way it was. And that's also true of other changes in the market infrastructure. You may not like them, although Elmer may like some of them as well, but not everyone may like them. Some of them are good for some people, some of them are not so good for some people, but they're probably not going to change back anytime soon. That doesn't mean you shouldn't raise concerns as they arise, but in the meantime, you know, you've got to at least adjust to the new market environment. So anyway, as I said, there's some interesting reading in here. very much document some of the changes that have occurred over the past year, and even the very front page of numbers, which shows what's up and what's down, gives you a fairly good indication of the sort of changes which are going through the market at the moment. I don't think the adjustment's complete. I'm sure when we, you know, this time next year, if you look at the numbers again, there'll be further changes in the way that turnover is increasing and decreasing for different products. So I said we're not quite there yet. I said at least in this country, though, the implementation of the sort of post-crisis regulatory agenda is fairly advanced, and probably at least as advanced as pretty much any other part of the world. So anyhow, without any further ado, I'm very happy to help launch this wonderful product. As I said, there's some interesting reading in there. So thanks.